Hi, I'm Wendy Parmet, professor of law at Northeastern University School of Law. I've been working and thinking about quarantine for a long time now, actually. And my concern has always been that while quarantine is an important public health tool when applied carefully and appropriately in limited circumstances, that it's sometimes too easy for us to assume that quarantine provides the answer. The history of quarantine is not always a very pretty one. In 1901, for example, bubonic plague struck San Francisco's Chinatown. The Board of Health in Chinatown responded by creating a quarantine map that basically gerrymandered and affected only the Chinese American residences and not the residences of the white Americans who live next door. It was a racially drawn quarantine. If you look, as I have spent a lot of time doing, looking at a lot of the old quarantine cases, what you find is that there's a very heavy degree of racial discrimination, of gender. Quarantines were applied very broadly in the United States during World War I against women who were accused of prostitution or lax morals, as they said back then, on the theory that these women were a threat to the military. The concern at that point was syphilis and gonorrhea, and yet it was the women who were quarantined, not the men. Pre-existing prejudices and vulnerabilities are played out in the application of quarantine. And the danger is that we come to see people who have infectious diseases or people who potentially have infectious diseases as the enemy, as the problem, as the vector of disease, rather than the victim of disease who we are trying to help. And there are certainly times, I mean, certainly if we know someone has been exposed to Ebola directly, you know, they shouldn't be on an airplane. But there is no way that an epidemic can be dealt with purely by policing. The epidemic will only get worse if we make people who work in hospitals feel that they will be stigmatized. You know, it's great to have that law and it'll make everybody feel better. And then suddenly we'll have no nurses and no orderlies and no janitors working in the hospitals when the Ebola cases come. And then we'll end up being like Africa because we will have a totally dysfunctional healthcare system. What we always need to be careful for and vigilant about is not thinking that we've solved our infectious disease problems by locking up a few people.